the Delta to the DMZ.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
I'm your host, Dave Nelson, and welcome to the Vinyl Garage. Come along as we explore the lesser-heard world of rock and roll, beginning with its roots in the blues of the 30s, through the R&B of the 50s, to the releases of today that still respect the music from which it came. All the while touching on the history, collectability, and significance of each piece of vinyl. We're about to expand your musical comfort zone, one record at a time. Music historically has always been a popular conduit for dissent and protest, dating back in the U.S. to the 19th century, the subject of which dealt primarily with the Civil War, women's suffrage, and slavery. The hot-button issues of the time. Fast forwarding to the 1960s, the updated hot button was Vietnam and civil rights, with rock and folk taking point on the former, as we presented last show. But the beauty of music as a medium sees exclusively through the eyes of the songwriter. Example, the genres of country and R&B, each of which took a different take on Vietnam. This being the subject of this Vinyl Garage. And we're starting with the man in black, Johnny Cash, from an album not coincidentally titled as such, 71, with Singing in Vietnam Talking Blues. This one is self-explanatory.
One morning at breakfast, I said to my wife, we've been everywhere once and some places twice. As I had another helping of country ham, she said, we ain't never been to Vietnam. And there's a bunch of our boys over there. So we went to the Orient, Saigon. Well, we got a big welcome when we drove in to the gates of a place that they call Long Bend. We checked in and everything got kind of quiet, but a soldier boy said, just wait till tonight, things get noisy. Things start happening. Big, bad firecracker. Well, that night we did about four shows for the boys, and they were living it up with a whole lot of noise. We did our last song for the night, and we crawled into bed for some peace and quiet, but things weren't peaceful. Things weren't quiet. Things were scary. Well, for a few minutes, June never said one word, and I thought at first that she hadn't heard. Then a shell exploded not 2 miles away. She sat up in bed, and I heard her say, what was that? I said, that was a shell or a bomb. She said, I'm scared. I said, me too. Well, all night long, that noise kept on, and the sound would chill you right to the bone. The bullets and the bombs and the mortar shells shook our bed every time one fell, and it never let up. It was gonna get worse before it got any better. Well, when the sun came up, the noise died down. We got a few minutes sleep and we were sleeping sound. Then a soldier knocked on our door and said, well, last night they brought in 7 dead and 14 wounded. And would we come down to the base hospital and see the boys? Yeah. So we went to the hospital ward by day, and every night we were singing away. Then the shells and the bombs till dawn again, and the helicopters brought in a wounded man. Night after night, day after day, coming and a-going. So we sadly sang for them our last song, and reluctantly we said so long. We did our best to let them know that we care for every last one of them that's over there. Whether we belong over there or not, somebody over here loves us and needs them. Well, now that's about all that there is to tell about that little trip into living hell. And if I ever go back over there anymore, hope there's none of our boys there for me to sing for. I hope that war's over with and they all come back home to stay in peace.
Leave it to the country genre to find a way to record pro-war records. Case in point, Ernest Tubbs' It's America, Love It or Leave It, recorded early on before everyone could see the effort was pointless in 1965. Hey Ernie, where was the follow-up single in 1971? And your apology.
It's America, love it or leave it.
Well, I'm getting mighty tired seeing hippies running wild and burning down the school, stepping on the flag. Things are getting out of hand when you read about a man that'll burn his draft card, but hang around the pool room and brag. Some folks think it's okay, but I wasn't raised that way, and I won't be satisfied till I've had my say. It's America, you got no right to deceive it.
It's the best there is.
You'd better believe it.
Good men gave their lives
so we could live to see it.
It's America, love it or leave it.
Things are going mighty wrong when respect for law is gone, and it seems that everybody hates a uniform. It's kind of hard to understand when you read about a man that's talking about love, knocking the place he was born. If things don't go their way, they can always move away. That's what democracy means anyway. It's America, you got no right to deceive it.
It's the best there is.
And you better believe it.
Good men gave their lives
so we could live to see it.
It's America, love it or leave it. It's America, love it or leave it.
They march in lines and carry signs, protesters one and all. They'd rather go to prison than to heed their country's call. Get out of here, get out of there, let's have an end to war. I'm glad they weren't around to say get out of Valley Forge. The Minutemen are turning in their graves. Washington and Jefferson are crying tears of shame to see these men who'd rather live as slaves. The Minutemen are turning in their graves. What's happened to our heritage? What's happened to our pride? Since when the free Americans pulled for the other side? Did we send food to Hitler's troops or praise the enemy? Did all our children die in vain defending liberty? The Minutemen are turning in their graves. Washington and Jefferson are crying tears of shame to see these men who'd rather live as slaves. The Minutemen are turning in their graves. I can't condemn the man who feels that taking life is wrong, but I fail to understand the man that won't defend his home. Dear Lord, I've got one little prayer I'll pray in years to come. Don't ever let those kind of people serve in Washington. The Minutemen are turning in their graves. Washington and Jefferson are crying tears of shame. See these men who'd rather live as slaves. The Minutemen are turning in their graves. Oh, the Minutemen are turning in their graves. Oh, the Minutemen are turning in their graves. Oh,
another anti-protester track, which is also suffering from the it's way too early to know the debacle that this is going to turn into syndrome, was The Minutemen Are Turning in Their Grave, a single by Stonewall Jackson. It's also found on his 1966 LP, All's Fair in Love and War. His alleged indignation is tempered more than just a bit by the country singer glamour pick album cover, complete with Band-Aid and lipstick graphics. This show's last of the country genre's pro-Vietnam tracks is Johnny Wright's Hello Vietnam. And again, it's only 1965. The flag hugging was still going strong. This song also found its way to the opening theme of the film, Full Metal Jacket.
Kiss me goodbye and write me while I'm gone. Goodbye, my sweetheart. Hello, Vietnam.
America has heard the bugle call. Involves us one and all. I don't suppose that war will ever end. There's fighting that will break us up again. We must stop communism in that land, or freedom will start slipping through our hands.
Goodbye,
I hope and pray someday the world will learn that fires we don't put out will bigger burn. We must save freedom now at any cost, or someday our own freedom will be lost.
Kiss me goodbye and write me while I'm
by 1971, reality starts to set in, with widespread doubts regarding the police actions spring up, and even the most staunch artists start questioning the body count. Example, the Wilburn Brothers, Decca single, The War Keeps Dragging On.
He's sitting on his lonely post out there. Danger and death are in the air, and the war keeps on dragging on. All alone and no friends near, he gets his first taste of fear, and the war keeps on dragging on. He wades through the mud and the blood and can't tell a friend from an enemy. Sure makes a homesick soldier feel
nobody ever said a prayer. Say it for the young men over there. As the Lord keeps on dragging on. I wonder how many more young men will lose their buddies and their friends in a war that keeps on dragging on. Some of these boys will lose their lives, some will lose sweethearts and wives, while the war keeps on dragging on. Off in the west is sound like thunder, and it makes that soldier wonder if there'll ever come a time when he'll go home. Last night his best buddy Jim caught a bullet meant for him, and the war keeps on dragging on. I wonder if it was your Jim who caught that bullet meant for him in a war that keeps on dragging on.
Serving alongside the U.S. in Vietnam were the countries of South Korea, Thailand, New Zealand, and Australia, the latter being the home of the next cut, The Jungles of Vietnam, by Aussie country singer Reg Lindsay. Reg never charted outside Oz or New Zealand, but can claim being the first Aussie to perform at the Grand Ole Opry.
I left my home along the track, and I'm off to Vietnam. And some folks stop and ask me why. They say a fool I am, but I recall these words I know. They never seem to fail. No foe shall gather our harvest or sit on our stockyard rail. So I'll leave the old shores of my native land, and I'll try to do my duty like a man. And if folks should stop and ask you where I am, you can proudly say the jungles of Vietnam. My father was a soldier too, from Crete to Borneo. I still recall how much we cried when came his time to go. So I will follow in his steps while there's a job to do, because I love this wide brown land, I have to see it through. So I'll leave the old shores of my native land, and I'll try to do my duty like a man. And if folks should stop and ask you where I am, you can proudly say the jungles of Vietnam. And if folks should stop and ask you where I am, you can proudly
say, the jungles of Vietnam.
Next up, something strange. Of all things, a Vietnam novelty song. Let's Send Batman to Vietnam by the Seeds of Euphoria. The 45 was found on Tempting Records from 1967.
There's unrest and demonstrations all over this here land about the war that we are fighting over in Vietnam. Some say we must get out, and others say let's stay. But we have found the answer. Are you listening, LBJ? Let's send Batman to Vietnam to give our fighting force a helping hand. Let's send Batman to Vietnam. He's real life nephew of our Uncle Sam. The commies think they're mighty slick, acting like they do. But Batman and Boy Wonder will show them a trick or two. Let's send Batman to Vietnam to give our fighting boys a helping hand. Let's send Batman to Vietnam. He's real life nephew of our Uncle Sam. His mask and cape and leotards will scare off the Viet Smash! Let's send Batman to Vietnam to give our fighting boys a helping hand. I said, let's send Batman to Vietnam. He's real life nephew of our Uncle Sam. Don't send the Riddler. He's real life nephew of our Uncle Sam. Don't send the Joker. He's real life nephew of our Uncle Sam.
That being said, the that being the country music take on the war, R&B, funk, and soul saw things very differently, the music of which represents that genre's demographic, the concerns of which being mirrored in the music. The U.S. involvement in Vietnam began in May of 1961 when 500 Special Forces were sent to train Southern soldiers. That same year also quite possibly saw the first soul R&B release. Overtly mentioning Vietnam has been interpreted as such. Detroit's Valadiers and their Miracle Records, which is a subsidiary of Motown, greeting. This is Uncle Sam, the single just making it into the top 100.
Greetings, this is Uncle Sam. I want to take you to a faraway. I need you. I'm gonna have to say goodbye.
goodbye to my girl. And I hope she doesn't find another man. And Mama, while I'm away, please write every day. No, please, Uncle Sam, please don't take me away.
Previous record and the next two are prime examples that the myth that Motown Records didn't release anything political previous to 1971's What's Going On was untrue. The two being The Supremes' Your Heart Belongs to Me and Marvin Gaye's Soldier's Plea, both of which taking the Soldier Boys' perspective on things and coincidentally released the same day. May 8th, 1962. You're listening to It's the Vinyl Garage.
While I'm away, darling, I hope you'll think of me. Remember, I'm over here fighting to keep us free. Just be my little girl and always be true, and I'll be a faithful soldier. boy to
soldier you. Soldier boy to you.
They say I'm now a man and should be stout at heart. But I don't think I'll make it, dear, if you don't play your part. Just say you'll be my girl and always be true, and I'll be a faithful soldier boy to you. And darling, I don't mind. The only thing that's grieving me is leaving you behind. Just say you'll be my girl and always be true, and I'll be a loving soldier boy. I'll be a faithful soldier boy. I'll be a loving soldier boy to you.
Continuing to debunk that Motown myth with two more tracks, this time by Martha and the Vandellas and the Temptations, I Should Be Proud and War, respectively. The former, released in 1970, was pulled from the playlist of some radio stations that had drank the Kool-Aid due to its controversial anti-war message. Martha Reeves' brother Melvin was killed in Vietnam. War, although best known by Edwin Starr, was first recorded by the Temptations and found on their 1970 Psychedelic Shack LP. The song was given to Starr for single release because Motown didn't want to saddle the Temps, one of their most profitable acts, with a potentially controversial 45.
Under the dryer when the telegram came, Private John C. Miller was shot down in Vietnam. Through my tears I read, no more information at this time. He's missing in action somewhere on the Delta Line. And they say that I should be proud. He was fighting for me. They say that shipped him home with medals of honor and glory. even our local paper ran a front page story.
Standing at the station. I'm coming back, marching off to war. Feel pack on my back, standing at the station, troops waiting in line, five sweethearts and babies standing there waving and crying. Bye, bye, but I've got to march on off to war. I'm just
iconic R&B label Stax was home to William Bell and his 1966 single, Marching Off to War. Bell's most famous song, written with Booker T. Jones and first recorded by Albert King in 1967 and Cream in 1968, was Born Under a Bad Sign. Jimmy Hughes was also a Stax alum. However, the record we heard, Uncle Sam, a B-side called, speaking of iconic R&B labels, Atlantic Home. The R&B releases mirrored the views and opinions of its demographic, with Vietnam coming up regularly, a subject of which the draftees' resignation to the inevitable deployment. Not a lot of flag-hugging here. Two of which are Soldier's Prayer, 1967, and Gotta Go to Vietnam by Archie Bell and the Drells and Ray Holland, respectively.
The time has finally come for me to go to Vietnam. Though I don't really want to go, my heart is pounding strong. But whatever the outcome may be, remember my love for you will always be.
Day after day, all I could hear was hip hop.
Another popular theme for Vietnam-based R&B singles was the letter home, or the mail call letter to and or from the soldier. The letter home 45 is represented here by Joe Tex, I Believe I'm Gonna Make It, a 1966 single on the Nashville-based Dial label. And the letter from home is a track that brings the youth of this war's draftees to the forefront. Last year's senior prom, this year, Vietnam, by soul singer Mary Moultrie. Mary would only release two singles in her career, with this one on Cincinnati's King label.
When I got your letter, baby, I was in a foxhole on my knees. Oh, yes, I was. And your letter brought me so much strength. Tell you what I did, baby. You won't believe it. I raised up and got me two more enemies. Oh, yes, I did. Listen, that's why I believe that I'm gonna make it. Tell everybody back home, I believe that I'm gonna make it. And baby, I'll be home before you can say it. Jackie Robinson, oh yes I will, yes I will. Sometimes I wonder, do you really love me? Then I think of something sweet you once said to me. And the thought makes me feel so good inside. Get me two more enemies. Oh, yes, I do. All right. Listen, baby. Ooh, oh, baby. I wished a thousand times that we had gotten married before I left home for Vietnam. But then when I see so many of my buddies getting shot down all around me, makes me kind of glad that we waited. I don't want to leave you at home being a widow. I know you understand, baby. Listen, darling. They promised me a furlough on the 15th of next month. And I want you to say a prayer tonight that my furlough will come through so I can come home to be with you. And tomorrow, oh, tomorrow, go by and tell my mom and daddy that I love them and for them not to worry about me. Listen, cause I believe. Batman and Robin, yeah.
It's spring again. Wish you were here. Our life can change in just a year.
Last year, senior prom, this year, Vietnam.
Just a year ago tonight, we danced and danced, you held me tight.
Last
your letter. you are halfway round the world. And I want you here with me. You had to go. I'm proud of you. And you know I love you too. Last year, senior prom, this year, Vietnam, this year, Vietnam.
We're wrapping up the show with a truly bizarre track that combines the issues of the war and race. Thank God Cali Wasn't Black by blues soul artist James Armstrong, referencing the trial of Lieutenant William Cali for the murder of between 300 to 500 civilians in the South Vietnamese village of My Lai in 1968. Strangely enough, there were around 100 songs that referenced the massacre in some way.
There was a young man named Cali, trying to make the army a career. Over there fighting and suffering, he finally had to kill in fear. My people over here trying to make a stand. Cali's being judged for a big command. So hard to be prosecuted. The heart of Cali wasn't black. It's so hard being prosecuted, but thank God that Cali wasn't black. Mothers all over the country.
Well, there's another perfectly good hour of your life spent listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your good taste. Questions, comments, your undying admiration, or total contempt can be directed at Facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show or vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next time, I'm Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
So hard, y'all. So hard, ooh, being prosecuted, but thank God Cali wasn't black. It's so hard, oh yeah, being prosecuted, but thank God Cali wasn't black.